Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Tinfoil hat.
Tinfoil hat.
Hey man, where's the truth there, dog?
Tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
You know how he's analytical?
I want to see your Andy Dick story, and I think I can raise it.
Okay, I'm sure you can.
Start, and then I'll go, and then we'll get into the topics because we got some great shit to talk about.
No worries. Keep it going.
The night begins. I'm here watching Chappelle in the OR till 2, 3 in the morning. I'm outside on the patio. Andy Dick approaches, and I could see it in his eyes. He wants to fuck.
He's thirsty. He got thirsty eyes.
Andy Dick is in heat, my friend. Yeah. All right? It is his whatever's happening. He's shit-face hammered. He's been stealing beers from Chappelle all night. They're bringing him up to him on stage, and he pilfers him and goes and guzzles it in the corner. Like Gollum. He's behaving like an alcoholic Gollum.
You got to think about this. He is riding off of a TV show that happened back when Joe Rogan looked like a different
news
person.
News radio, guys.
Exactly, yeah.
Joe Rogan had hair.
Joe Rogan doesn't even look like the same person anymore.
Well, and he's drinking a bottle of milk, so he smells like booze and milk and Andy Dick.
Who drinks milk?
Shit-faced Andy Dick at 2 in the morning in Hollywood does, my friend. Of course. He needs calcium. That's where the fucking desire to rape comes from, I guess. I don't know if that's what the correlation is.
But milk, it doesn't rape good.
He goes, there's people hanging out, everyone's shooting the shit, waiting for their Ubers to get here. He just starts clawing with these 51-year-old bisexual talons, just fucking licking my ear, whispering in my ear, like, be my secret boyfriend, be my secret boy. And I said, I'm like, dude, Andy, you haven't been on TV since 2008. Everything you do is a secret.
Yeah.
This is confidential right now. And he needs a ride home. The two comics, Amit Singh and Robbie Kirkev, are giving him a ride home. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go. This is too funny. I want to see where Andy Dick lives. I'm going deeper down
you
the rabbit
hole. You
went
there for the hope of material.
I went there for the story. I wanted to fuck. And it, you know what? It was entertaining. And you know what? I was in a situation where I was like, I'm in a situation. I can 98% chance beat the shit out of this guy. He's built like the middle school girl his clothes are intended for. He's like a male cheerleader on bath salts. But I'm like, there's a 2% chance he has a gun, and that's what makes this exciting. You shouldn't do that.
Doug Stanhope used to do that all the time. Yeah. What crazy shit can I go through to get? He dropped acid and did gay phone sex. He knew these gay phone sex operators, so he dropped some acid and he went and did gay phone sex. It was fucking.
Okay, let me ask you this.
It was research.
What's the most fucked up thing you've done for the sake of comedy? For the sake of like, fuck it, I'll do it because this is funny.
I did mushrooms at the World Series.
Which World Series?
What are you, the guy that pitched the fucking no-no on mushrooms?
Nice, dude. I did mushrooms in Vegas, and like, I don't want to make peace with God outside a gigantic neon Arby's. It's just a bad environment.
I did so much acid, dude, in Vegas one time. I kicked myself out of a casino. I literally bounced
myself.
I've
had too much.
I was there, and I was buying a drink. And when you're on acid or shrooms, you can see shit in slow motion, right? Everything's moving. And I saw the scam that they were doing, which is they get these girls to fucking sit there, and they're like, hey, can you buy me a drink? And right there, my fucking spidey sense is going off.
Yeah.
And they order a drink, and it's $18 drinks. So each of them gets one. So now you're fucking $60 into it. And man, I was just starting to get into the first 48, so I was breaking down fucking crime. And I was on fucking shrooms. I'm like, you're fucking guilty. We're bringing you down. You're fucking going down, dog. And my friend's like, what's going on, Sam? I go, I'm too high on acid. I gotta go. And I literally grabbed my own shirt and started walking myself. I grabbed my own shirt. I'm like, gotta get the fuck out of here. And security didn't know what to do. They're like,
I guess he's taking, a ghost is taking him out.
He's got this cover.
He's fucking
leaving.
You're
like, a ghost is taking
him out. But he's not fucking leaving. It's so fucking
weird. Dude, I did shrooms, and I swear to God, I looked at my dog, And I realized the shortness lifespan of my dog and what it means in my whole world and how things are always going to die around me and how everything always dies and it's just a circle of life and death and everything. And I'm sitting there looking at my dog and I'm sobbing, weeping. My girlfriend comes in for lunch to home like, the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, I don't know. It's just, I love my dog.
You see that shit? I was looking at a girl's face, and I saw her turn into a skeleton, and the bones withered to dust, and then just vibrantly brought back to life, and then she was a baby, and I was like,
But you still hit it, right?
Yeah, yeah. Of course. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
I eating pussy was a nightmare, I'll tell you that. I thought I was good.
Oh, you
I
did that on true?
Making out with acid. Cthulhu. I was a little intimidated by the...
Call you didn't Cthulhu. Suddenly have fucking jaws?
What do you guys think about transhumanism?
This shit, I've done a little bit of this shit.
You've done it?
Yeah, I think it's called TCDS, transcranial direct stimulation.
What is this?
My friends got a little fucking circuit board and they made this thing and you apply these little like fucking electric patches. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
It's a form of it.
There's different kinds of it. It's fucking interesting because this is I'm all about fucking Star Trek.
Oh, I'm interested. What is that?
Yeah, so it's basically designed to, if you put them like on different areas above your brain, it'll stimulate your brain to produce more kinds of waves to make you better at X. This is the autism benefit fucking explanation of it.
Yeah.
But I did it, and it was supposed to make me more coordinated.
More Chinese.
Yeah.
Because that's something going on right now is trans racial shit too going on, right? Where like this,
I think you're mixing a trans with the trans. I am. It's like Transcontinental Highway, and then
as a producer, how hard is it to keep Sam on subject? I gotta figure it's fucking impossible.
That's all good. We just follow the tornado where it goes.
Dude.
And I think you're talking about Bruno Mars.
You know, you said transhumanism. Hugh Moore, that guy is a piece of shit. And you know how I know this. I did. Anyway.
Oh, that's so funny. I was like, Hugh Moore's a nice guy.
Thinking of Hugh Grant. Hugh Moore, the comedian. That was a Freudian slip because Hugh Moore's fantastic. I'm sorry about
that. Hugh Moore's the nicest guy.
Hugh Moore's great. Dude, I talk about his jokes all the time. This fucking the Martin Luther King statue is great. Sorry, Hugh. We don't know each other. But anyway.
So go on. Tell us some more about it.
But anyway, I did it. Yeah, just my little experience, and I juggled beforehand, and then I put it on, and I did it, and I juggled afterwards, and I juggled a little better, because I can juggle a little bit, but I get like 10 more catches.
Are you telling me it's like Matrix shit? Like,
kind of, yeah.
I know, Kung Fu.
Well, I think I've read this. It stimulates a more solid trans connection with the neurotransmitters in your brain, and it promotes a stronger connection in between.
But also,
you can actually do the thing better than you did before that.
I think that's the basic idea. The weirdest shit about it is I did it, and I put I put some toast in the toaster, make a toasty PB&J after our little experiment. Put the toast in, I turn around, the toast pops. And I feel like 2 seconds have passed, but it's been like 45, and I don't know where the time went. So I lost track of
time.
Where do
you think it went?
It was odd. Whoa. I don't fucking know. It was weird. It was fucking wild.
I know Kung Fu. Hey, but that is just
I have a black friend now.
Sam, that is just conditioning us for what we're...
Faggotry?
Yes.
No, I'm down with it, dude. I would love to. I mean, like, I'm about to start jujitsu. And I'm like, man, I would love to just know jujitsu.
Oh, you
know?
Yeah.
Wait, let me ask you this.
I would just love to go right to choking motherfuckers out.
Oh,
dude,
you
know,
do
I gotta
something.
Go through
Look,
a thousand
there's so much. Like, there's so many things where it's like the bottom level of learning it blows so hard, but the top, like vape tricks, like if you can do smoke rings
Jesus
and whatever,
Christ.
That's like super cool. But like sitting in your room looking like a dildo, like. Puh. Puh, puh. Like if you could just jack a USB cord in, go to the App Store and be like, I'll pay $10
That's
to be able
coming,
to do card
right?
tricks.
But in all seriousness,
it's gotta be.
He's gonna get the good shit because he's young. I'm gonna miss all the good fucking shit. All the shit that we dreamed about, my people, they worked out making it happen. This guy and his fucking kids are going to fucking get it all, and I'm pissed because I want to know Kung Fu.
But how much of...
You can fucking get a Kung Fu port.
I should.
How much of thinking before it happens and seeing it through and visualization and all that other stuff do you really kind of believe in, like, before you go on stage, before you do something that's very
difficult? Oh, 100%.
You kind of think it all the way through. How is that any different? A little bit, putting a neurotransmitter and all that is
literally
just
an electric current blasting.
Yeah, but you know what
brain.
That is like there's such a small percentage of that actually happening that maybe 60-50% of it is you believing that that's going to happen and then kind of seeing it through in your head
magic
and then kind
feather
of yeah.
shit.
It's chaos magic.
I
know, dude.
Magic,
you don't have to fucking tell me.
We've been talking about
magic.
That shit. That's chaos magic, son.
Well, it's going to be my 2 episodes from now.
The application I see for you guys being comedians would be like putting on a virtual reality helmet and then in front of
doing
you.
Doing your set?
is you're being heckled, but you're at like Madison Square Garden.
Oh, dude, you know what I have? I have like a crowd work simulator where I just have flashcards with various outfits, races, and weights. And I just pop them up and I'm like, all right, a fat black chick and she's wearing leather. I got to figure something out here.
Do you really do that?
No, I don't. But I think you look at him like you're a fucking genius.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny.
I'll create a computer program that's like, all right, there's a middle-aged banker calling you gay. Get out of it.
A comedy simulation. You just fucking did it.
They right fucking there. Have that. Have you seen that? There's a VR app where you can perform what? For like a group of people, and then they just give you
no,
like
but like a VR app
like
for
Periscope.
Comics where
no,
you actually
exactly
put in the parameters of what you want and what you don't want and what you're looking to fight against. And
well,
what
right
you
there is that's not comedy because you don't get to pick what you want, what you don't want. Okay,
yeah.
But I do find that interesting, dude. Because well, you know, like most of your crowd work guys have said the
it's
same
all canned
shit.
And
a
that's
thousand fucking times. And you know what?
Can't. Stand it.
Yeah.
It's laziness.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. If you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon page, patreon.com/tinfoilhat, and become a member to help us grow the show. And we really appreciate all the love.